From the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk, I'm Dave Tindall. It's sectional night in the high school girls basketball playoffs with sectional semifinal games in all five divisions around the state. Let's take a look at the area games. In Division One, Eau Claire Memorial plays Hortonville, that game at North High in Eau Claire. Hudson takes on Nina at Schofield. In Division Two, Menominee faces Lakeland, that game is in Marshfield. Green Bay Notre Dame takes on Green Bay Southwest in Shawano. In Division Three, Baldwin Woodville plays Somerset in Barron. Elk Mound takes on La Crosse Aquinas in Arcadia. In Division 4, Fall Creek plays Eau Claire Regis, that game in Osseo, and Chippewa Falls McDonald takes on Phillips in Ladysmith. And in Division 5, Clear Lake takes on Turtle Lake at Spring Valley, that game at 6:45 tonight on the Star 97.7 FM with John Roberts. Gilman faces Owen Withy at Stanley. Winners advance to sectional championship games on Saturday. The WIAA State Hockey Tournament drops the puck today with four games at Capital Ice Arena in Middleton. The action begins at 9 o'clock this morning with the Boys Division II semifinals. Defending champion New Richmond takes on Tomahawk, followed by Fond du Lac St. Mary Springs against River Falls at 1:30. The winners meet Saturday morning for the title. In tonight's girls semifinals, the Central Wisconsin Storm take on the Cap City Cougars at 5, followed by the St. Croix Valley Fusion against the Bay Area Ice Bears. The winners play Saturday afternoon for the championship. The Boys Division I semifinals begin tomorrow morning at 10 with top-ranked Chippewa Falls taking on Brookfield at 2:30. Then it's Green Bay Notre Dame against Madison Edgewood. Division I title game Saturday night at 7. Caitlin Clark has another career record on her astounding resume, the most points by any major college women's player to ever take the court. Iowa's superstar guard scored 33 points to lead the sixth-ranked Hawkeyes in a 108-60 romp at Minnesota and move 1 point past Lynette Woodard on the all-time list with 3,650 points. Clark buried her eighth three-pointer of the game with 4:17 left to pass Woodard. She also set the NCAA single-season record for three-pointers in the process to reach 156. Clark's next target is Pistol Pete Maravich's all-time men's or women's NCAA record set back in the late 60s. The Pistol played three varsity seasons at Louisiana State, averaging 44.2 points per game in an era before the shot clock or the three-pointer. Clark is 17 points away. On the men's side, number 5 Marquette trounced Providence 91-69 despite playing most of the second half without star guard Tyler Kolek, who left the game with an oblique injury. Kolek is the reigning Big East Player of the Year. He headed into the tunnel with just over 15 minutes left as Marquette led 60-37. He then returned to the bench and checked into the game before exiting again about 12 seconds later. Cam Jones had 17 points. Kolek finished with 12 points and 6 assists. Marquette trails Connecticut by 2 games in the Big East with 3 to play, including a showdown against the Huskies in Milwaukee next Wednesday night. Anthony Edwards scored 17 of his 34 points in the third quarter, helping the Minnesota Timberwolves move into sole possession of first place in the NBA's Western Conference with a 110-101 win over the Memphis Grizzlies. Naz Reid provided a spark off the bench with 19 points. Carl Anthony Towns had 13 points and 11 rebounds in his return after missing Tuesday night's win over San Antonio for personal reasons. The Wolves have won 3 straight and lead Oklahoma City by a half game in the West. The Grizzlies have lost 3 straight. The Wolves host Sacramento tomorrow night. The Bucks are in Charlotte tonight, going for their second win over the Hornets this week. Airtime is 5:30 on WJMC AM 1240 and FM 96.5. LeBron James scored 34 points while the Los Angeles Lakers rallied back from a 21-point deficit for a dramatic 116-112 victory over the Clippers. James scored 19 and hit 5 of his season-high 7 three-pointers during a brilliant fourth quarter. Kawhi Leonard missed a 12-footer with 5 seconds to play, and James threw a long pass to Cam Reddish for a dunk that punctuated a stunning victory for the Lakers in these LA rivals' final regular season game as co-tenants of their downtown arena. The AP is reporting that college football playoff officials are considering a 14-team model that would guarantee multiple automatic bids for each of the four power conferences starting in 2026. The format being discussed would guarantee 3 playoff spots each for the Big Ten and Southeast conferences, 2 for the Atlantic Coast Conference and Big 12, and 1 for the highest-ranked team from the group of 5 leagues. Wisconsin native Lance Leipold has signed a new contract with Kansas University, guaranteeing him more than $40 million if he stays through the 29 season as head football coach. The deal makes him one of the highest-paid coaches in the Big 12. Leipold played quarterback at UW-Whitewater and then went 109-6 with 6 Division III national championships as head coach of the Warhawks from 2007 to 14. In 3 years with the Jayhawks, they're 17-21, finishing last year at 9-4, ranked 23rd in the nation with the program's first bowl victory in 15 years. And the NFL scouting combine is underway. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says it's always a big week.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a huge part of what the process is. You know, no final evaluations are going to be made today or this week, but it's a week of gathering a ton of information. Everyone knows that the medical is probably the most important thing, but it's also a chance for a lot of us to sit and talk with these guys for the very, very first time. You know, our scouts may have seen these guys in the fall, talked to them in the fall through the spring and some of the All-Star games, but there's some of us that haven't. So,
and that's a look at sports from the Northwest Wisconsin Sports Desk. I'm Dave Tindall.